on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, I'm joined in the studio by James Banadou. I'm just going to say it how I want to say it, James. Or we can pronounce it James.
You can go all Cockney about it and be like Bernadette. Do you know what I mean?
It's French.
It's not got the same taste, does it? Really?
It just makes you think you're going to sit with a long cigar. You know what I mean?
Bernadou. You've got to have the little in the middle, you know?
Yeah, I do that anyway. Always coughing up a bit of phlegm. Now, you're a singer-songwriter from southeast London. James is a self-taught singer-songwriter and fingerstyle guitarist, which I just can't believe, because when I listened to you, I thought you must have had sort of, you know, classical training.
Well, I think it's fair to bring the drums into question, really, because that's where I started.
Yep.
And it just became very innate. I was listening to music and just learning how to play it. And I wouldn't stop until I had it right. You know, people say, oh, jump to the theory, I need to learn this, I need to get it down in my head. And for me, it was completely different. It was just, right, if I can't do it the first time, let's do it again. If I can't do it, then I'll keep doing it again. Drive my parents crazy. They're like, you've played that same section for about an hour now. I'm like, yeah, but I've got it right now. Look. And that's what then, so it kind of went on, a sort of progression, going through bass, electric guitar, and then I ended up at acoustic guitar. And it was like, all kind of worlds met accidentally. And my granddad used to like bellowing out opera in the shower, we could all hear him in the house, you know. And it was like, but you know, and they'd all sing in the car, and they're like, oh no, you know, they'd always play it down, but then they'd start a three-part harmony. Mm. I think I'm in the car with ABBA or something, you know, it's like, what's going on here?
Were you really? Is that your parents are?
Yeah, chickadee-da, you know, so here we go.
That'd be a good thing, my parents are actually ABBA. So with the drums, you know, nobody wants to really in a band, let's be honest, nobody wants to be the drummer. Because it's a fantastic job if you've got a roadie, but if you haven't, I mean, but a drummer, you're there at the beginning and literally everyone goes home, nobody ever gives you a hand with your drum kit.
Oh, by the time I'm packed up, the singer's already got two girls' phone numbers, you know what I mean? He's like, oh, see you later, mate, we'll see you at the next one. I'm like, oh, yeah, cheers, all right then. I still love it, I still love playing the drums, but like, I didn't have a drum kit in my house. It was totally impractical. We had enough sort of eviction notices when I was a teenager about it. You know, I've come running down the stairs, I'm banging on the door, J&B Leather Market. Mm. I'm standing there sweating, no shirt on, with drumsticks, and they go, you're making noise. I'm like, actually, it's music. Mm. And this is in front of the council people. And I just, you know, I was a right rebellious teenager. And I'll go around the newsagents today, and there's, you know, one girl who lives opposite the road from me. She goes, well, you know, I was a drummer. She goes, no one can forget that, James. We heard you from blocks away. We all know in the neighbourhood that you're a drummer.
I'm glad you didn't live next door to me, because I wouldn't have been laughing.
Probably wouldn't be here today. Yeah. But I was in my room and I was playing chords as you do, the normal way. And then I just tried to do this little sort of dance beat.
Yeah.
And I realised that if I kick my palm against, like, a kick drum, you know, boom, I hit that against it, and if I keep my knuckles out and I don't mute the strings when I do it, I could keep the note. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. Flick out, got a strum. Smack down, got a snare drum, and I thought, well, how do I complete this if I think in a beat? I need four motions.
Yeah.
So I was like, boom, flick, smack, stroke.
Well, there we go.
That's I know that could come across in a few different ways.
Really.
I know it's a bit crude when you try and describe it in words. Unfortunately,
it's just my horrible mind. Really. I do that to all my guests. What was the first tune that you wrote on guitar? Do you remember? And how old were you?
Oh, that's such a tough one, because I've ditched so much of my old stuff, and I was chucking out music all the time when I was a kid. So I've got all these songs that, like, you know, I'd be lying if I told you what my actual first song was, because it probably wasn't the case.
Mm.
But the first song that kind of was the benchmark for starting this whole percussive affair was actually a song I don't have on my album, which is called Endless Tides.
Mm.
And it just, it started really simply with the whole kind of, like, and then it was going into this. I thought, well, how do I kind of make it diverse? I don't want to keep it just going banging that way the whole way through the track. And so I got this other idea to kind of hit the bridge and do like an arpeggio. For anyone who doesn't know what that is when you break the notes up individually. So, you know, you've got to be really intricate about it. And it's tricky business. It is. It's like, oh, how do I do that and do that at the same time? So I have to break it all down in sections. And then put it all together at the end.
Mm.
It's really weird like that. But then more things, they just come out of fluke, an accident. It's mucking about, basically, is what's grown the whole thing over time.
And when you write, do you sit down and just get a chord and then you just get vocals coming in, so you just speak them? Or do you have words that you write down separately? Or just depend on the...
I would love, I'd love to be able to write vocally first, but it's never seemed to be in the way. It's been an ideal thing. I'd love to come in and give it the old flash a cappella, as it were, but it's just never worked so far. I sit there, I play the guitar, and then something just resonates with me. And I don't mean, you know, the chord resonates. Yeah. I mean, emotionally speaking, you know, and it's like, I hear it and I go, oh, that makes me feel something. And it's like a story comes out of the chords.
Yeah.
And it really reflects my mood at the time. And then that's what drives it forward. And then it's like, I've got that decision then whether to overcake it and give it the old percussion or just lean back a bit and be relaxed about it.